Espresso English Podcast, Episode 25, 10 Interesting Idioms with the Word Water. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. You already know what water is, of course, but do you know these 10 idiomatic expressions with the word water? Number 1. A fish out of water. If you feel like a fish out of water, it means you feel uncomfortable, like you don't belong in a particular situation. For example, I don't have any experience working with kids. So I felt like a fish out of water when I had to teach a class of 6-year-olds. Number 2. Come hell or high water. If you say you will do something come hell or high water, it means you will definitely do it, no matter what difficulties appear. For example, I am going to run a marathon this year, come hell or high water. Be careful, because the word hell can be offensive, and in professional situations, it's best to use the expression no matter what instead. For example, I am going to run a marathon this year, no matter what. Number 3. In deep water. If you are in deep water, it means you are in a difficult situation, especially one that is beyond the level of your abilities, or in trouble. For example, a number of customers have taken legal action against our company. We're really in deep water now. Number 4. In hot water. In hot water is different from in deep water. If you are in hot water, it means you are in trouble, usually when somebody will be angry at you or you will be punished. For example, Jason borrowed his dad's watch and then lost it. He's going to be in hot water when his father finds out. Number 5. Dead in the water. If a project or plan is dead in the water, it means it is stopped, without any chance for success or progress. For example, unfortunately, the after-school theater program is dead in the water. There's no space available in the building to hold the classes. Number 6. Not hold water. If a statement or belief doesn't hold water, it means it has some flaws and is probably not completely true or correct. For example, his argument just doesn't hold water. It's all based on emotions, not on facts. Number 7. Test the waters. To test the waters means trying to discover a little more about a situation before you go ahead and become very involved. For example, before I decided to become a full-time photographer, I tested the waters by doing a few projects to see if I'd enjoy the work. Number 8. Keep your head above water. This idiom means you are trying very hard to survive financially, or you are barely able to handle a lot of work, which is almost too much. For example, my boss gives me so much to do that I have to work weekends just to keep my head above water. Number 9. A watering hole. This is a slang word for a bar. The literal meaning is a small lake or pond where wild animals go to drink water. So, a place where people go to drink alcohol is also called a watering hole. For example, if you're looking to have some fun, O'Reilly's is the best watering hole in town. Number 10. Water under the bridge. This idiom refers to something that has happened in the past and can't be changed, so there's no point worrying about it. For example, 10 years from now, all the little problems you're having today will just be water under the bridge. So there you have it, 10 interesting idioms with the word water. Idiomatic expressions are very common in informal English conversations, and you'll also hear them in movies and TV shows. But textbooks often don't focus on idioms, and that's why I created the English Idioms course. It will teach you 260 common idioms that are used in everyday spoken English. The lessons include a quiz to help you discover the meanings of the idioms, explanations of what they mean as well as examples, and practice exercises so that you can put the expressions into practice and begin using them in your own English. To register for this course, just visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and look for the English Idioms course. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.